From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea conducts a three-way naval exercise with the U.S. and Japan for the first time in 5 years, as North Korea fires more ballistic missiles into the East Sea. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris warns North Korea in the heavily fortified inter-Korean border demilitarized zone. And the main opposition passes a motion calling for the dismissal of Foreign Minister Park Jin. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. Amid rising concerns of North Korea's nuclear and missile capabilities, the South Korean and U.S. navies were joined by the Japan Maritime Self-Defense Force on Friday in the East Sea to conduct an anti-submarine exercise for the first time in 5 years. It comes in the wake of three short-range ballistic missile tests by North Korea this week. Richard Larkin has more.
In waters roughly 150 kilometers from the easternmost Dokdo Islets in the East Sea, South Korea's Munmu the Great Destroyer, the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier, and a Japanese Asahi-class destroyer sought to detect the USS Annapolis. The South Korean Navy said the Los Angeles-class nuclear-powered fast-attack submarine was called to stand in for a North Korean sub, equipped with submarine-launched ballistic missiles. Despite the added element of national competition, the three sides must exchange information in a bid to ensure their interoperability. The drill on Friday marks the first three-way anti-submarine exercise since April 2017, when they staged an exercise in waters south of Jeju Island. Reminiscent of the drills 5 years ago, which coincided with a North Korean short-range ballistic missile test the same month, the exercise this year caps a week that saw five short-range ballistic missiles fired in three rounds of launches by North Korea. The three-way drill comes a day after South Korea and the US 4-day combined naval exercise, mobilizing the USS Ronald Reagan. Richard Larkin, KBS World Radio News.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the East Sea on Thursday in its third test in 5 days, shortly after U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed from South Korea. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said that it detected the missiles were fired from the Suncheon area of South Pyongan Province between 8:48 p.m. and 8:57 p.m. The JCS said the missiles flew some 350 kilometers and reached an altitude of about 50 kilometers with a speed of Mach 5, and an in-depth analysis by the intelligence authorities of South Korea and the U.S. is ongoing. The missiles were presumed to have been fired from a transporter erector launcher targeting an uninhabited island in North Hamgyong Province. The National Security Council held a standing committee meeting, chaired by National Security Advisor Kim Sung-han, while South Korea's top nuclear envoy held separate phone talks with his U.S. and Japanese counterparts. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited South Korea on Thursday. Touring the heavily fortified inter-Korean border facing nuclear-armed North Korea, Harris issued a warning against the regime, saying that the U.S. will do everything in its power to ensure its security commitment to South Korea. She also sat down with President Yoon Suk-yeol and discussed key pending issues, including the effect of the Inflation Reduction Act on Korean automakers. Kim Bum-soo has wrapped up the first visit by a U.S. vice president to South Korea in 4.5 years.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday visited the heavily fortified demilitarized zone, or DMZ, dividing the two Koreas.
I cannot state enough that the commitment of the United States to the defense of the Republic of Korea is ironclad.
Standing only a few kilometers from the northern side of the military buffer zone, Harris issued a warning to Pyongyang.
In the north, we see a brutal dictatorship, rampant human rights violations, and an unlawful weapons program that threatens peace and stability.
Just the day before Harris' arrival, North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the East Sea, where a strike group led by the nuclear-powered supercarrier USS Ronald Reagan was staging a massive joint exercise with the South Korean Navy.
해리스 부통령님의 방한을
Upon her arrival, Harris first visited South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol and discussed key bilateral issues. The presidential office in Seoul said that Yoon and Harris discussed U.S. President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, under which Korea's Hyundai, Kia, and other electric vehicles manufactured outside of North America will be excluded from tax incentives for U.S. consumers and lose price competitiveness. During the meeting that lasted for 85 minutes, Harris is said to have noted that President Biden is well aware of the concerns in South Korea and that Washington will devise ways to resolve the issue while implementing the law. Kim Bom-soo, KBS World Radio News.
A bill has been submitted to the U.S. Senate seeking to impose a grace period for electric vehicles made outside of North America, allowing them to qualify for tax incentives under the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. The bill was introduced on Thursday by Senator Raphael Warnock of the U.S. state of Georgia, where Hyundai Motor has pledged to build an EV plant by 2025. The bill would postpone the battery sourcing provision of the act until 2025 and its final assembly requirement until 2026, ensuring that Hyundai will not lose out on benefits under the IRA. The National Assembly has passed a motion calling for the dismissal of Foreign Minister Park Jin. The Assembly, dominated by the main opposition Democratic Party, held a plenary session on Thursday and passed the motion in a vote of 168-1 with one abstention. The DP holds 169 out of a total of 299 seats in Parliament, while the ruling People Power Party has 115. The DP on Tuesday decided to table the no-confidence motion, calling on President Yoon Suk-yeol to dismiss his foreign minister over diplomatic gaffes during Yoon's overseas trip last week. Still, the motion is not legally binding and may be cast aside by the president. The lawmakers of the ruling People Power Party left the chamber in protest when the motion was put to a vote. The Minor Justice Party lawmakers did not participate in the vote either, in line with a party decision. Foreign Minister Park Jin says he cannot agree with the opposition camp's view that President Yoon Suk-yeol's latest overseas trip was a diplomatic catastrophe. Park made the remark to reporters on Friday at the Foreign Ministry office in Seoul, the day after the main opposition Democratic Party unilaterally passed a motion calling for his dismissal. The minister said he believes South Korea should be solely responsible for upholding its national interests and dignity. He will therefore regard the DP's vote as a reprimand, urging him to better serve the nation on the diplomatic stage. The government is raising gas and electricity prices from next month to cope with soaring energy prices driven by the war in Ukraine and a weakening won. The Ministry of Industry, Trade, and Energy said on Friday that starting in October, residential gas costs will climb by 15.9%. This will raise the average monthly gas bill by 5,400 won, or around $3.80 at households in Seoul that use around 2,000 megajoules a month. The bill would increase to about 6,000 won after a 10% value-added tax. Electricity prices will go up 7.4 won per kilowatt hour. This will mean a monthly increase of 2,270 won for an average household of four people using 307 kilowatt hours. Daily COVID-19 cases decreased by some 2,000 from a day ago to the 20,000 range on Friday. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Friday that 28,497 infections were reported throughout the previous day. The daily figure marked the lowest in 12 weeks for Fridays. Meanwhile, starting from this Saturday, the mandatory PCR test for international arrivals within the first 24 hours of entry will be eliminated. The Korea Composite Stock Price Index dipped to this year's new low. The benchmark index fell 15.44 points, or 0.71% on Friday, closing the week at 2,155.49. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy. We'll be right back.